All right, if I could have your attention, we're going to continue on for our media availabilities for tonight's Buckle Up in Your Truck 225. We are now joined by Ben Rhodes, driver of the 41, the Carolina Nut Company Ford.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and just open up the floor for any questions.
Oh. Hey, Dan.
All right,
hey, Ben.
Go back then.
Is that shirt's a little tight.
Is it?
I mean, you been working out?
I had to wear it. My girlfriend got it for me.
Oh, okay.
you obviously, you're putting Nick Rodman's name on your car. What led you to that decision? Why'd you want to do that?
So that actually came through my fiance, her family. They're really good friends with the Rodmans. And I'd been to dinner with them a few times, and they approached me about it. And it just felt like the right thing to do. You know, honestly, we should have done it last year, you know, immediately after. But it just never popped in my head. It just wasn't an idea at the time. And truthfully, this is probably better timing. This is a good way to honor his memory, you know, and to kind of make a lasting impression with his family. And they're going to be out here today, which I'm really excited about. We're going to take pictures right before the race. Ashley's going to be here, George, Linda. We should have a lot of fun because I don't think they've been to a NASCAR race before either. So they get the whole back scene, behind the scenes tour of things. And it's just something really, really fun and a really good way to honor his memory.
All right, we're going to go over here to the right.
James Ernest, Gruel and Truth Radio Network. Ben, what are your thoughts on the conditions of the track today?
Ooh, good question. If you asked me before my last run, before we went to P1 and second practice, I probably would have gave you a little different answer. But honestly, it's tough. It's really tough. I feel like the groove is still pretty narrow compared to last year. You know, and there's a couple times that I actually got my right rear tire outside of the groove a little bit, and I felt like I had a flat. I mean, it was a big deal. You go up on the straightaway outside of the black groove, and you'll see a big rooster tail of just dust coming up out behind the truck. So it's really tough right now. I would love to see the Cup guys practice today, Xfinity. I think, really, to get this thing rubbered in correctly, you would need cars on it, trucks on it, all day long, nonstop. So if after we're done practicing, somebody else practices. Once they're done practicing, then it's another one, and it just cycles rotation. I think that would help a lot. It's definitely going to be great for the Cup guys. For us, it's going to be an awesome race, but it's definitely going to be some really close quarters racing, and the restarts are going to be just as crazy as they were last year, if not crazier. With the new splitter rule that we have, you know, you have to get everything you can on the restarts, and with the way the racetrack is for the preparation, you have to do it's just all playing into the perfect storm on restarts. So hopefully, you know, we'll be smart on everything. We won't be caught up in any wrecks, but I think there's going to be quite a bit in turn three, you know, this year, just because it's so flat, it's so such a narrow groove, I feel like it's going to get pretty wild.
I'll go back here.
Ben, I know you're always aiming to get there first, but to win here at Kentucky Speedway, would this be like your championship?
This would be as close to the championship as you can get without winning the championship. This is like my Daytona 500, and I've said it before. It's not because this track has you know, huge history. It's not as old as Daytona. It's not as old as Martinsville, but it's got history for me because I've been racing here ever since I was a kid. You know, and I drove past the track as a 8-9-year-old going to go-kart races, and then I started racing here in Legend Cars and Bandoleros. I had driver's meetings in this very room where we're going to be later. Where our hauler is parked is pretty much exactly where my family parked our trailer, and we unloaded our Bandoleros and Legends, and we went up there, and instead of taking a left out onto the big track, I would take a right and go back to the quarter mile. So I've got tons of memories here. But on top of that, it's the people. It's the people that make this race. It's so fun to see everybody out here and all their support, because I don't get this at any other race. Not like I have here. We get Ben Rhodes shirts and fans and stuff at other races, but not like here. This is family, friends, classmates, people that I've grown up with, and then fans that I've met of just racing from years and years ago when I was still racing Legend Cars here, and then we've grown together, and now I know we're on a first name basis. I see them all the time, and some of them I even text with. You know, they've been texting me right now. So just really cool relationships that I get here.
Got a question in the middle. She's coming to you.
Hey, Ben. Along those lines, is there more pressure out here and having Nick Rodman's name on there? I mean, does that add a little bit of extra juice for you?
Adds juice, but I don't know about pressure. Everybody's like, oh, Ben, don't mess up, you know, like the whole deal. So, which is fun. I met with some of the people that are with the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. She's back there in a blue shirt. She's your starter for today's race. I told her don't drop the flag, so I was giving it back to her a little bit. That's the type of things that I get. It's fun. I enjoy it. But I wouldn't say there's any extra pressure. You know, having Officer Nick Rodman, him on the truck, it's an honor for me, but it's just a cool experience. You know, it adds so much more juice, I guess you could say, to the race for me. But I wouldn't say it's any extra pressure. You know, this is my third year in the Truck Series now, and as a series veteran, you know, I've got nerves of steel now. You know, forged in big wrecks and one win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And I'll say that this race is honestly going to be a lot about fun for me, but I will say this is going to be probably one of the craziest races of the year. So disclaimer to the fans, I might have the fastest truck tonight, but it doesn't mean we can win, because you really have to be aggressive on the race, on the restarts, and people are just going to be as wild as ever. I suspect there's going to be people getting wrecked just because the person behind them is mad, you know, or frustrated, so they might just put the bumper to them, which I've seen before. There's a few names in the garage that like to do that. So it'll be a wild race for sure.
Go back over here to the left.
Having said that, you've put together some pretty good races, four top fives, I think. So how much confidence do you have in the car tonight?
Well, I've had confidence all season. I got a rabbit's foot last weekend. That turned our luck around. We had horrible luck this year. My little rabbit's foot, I think, got us a second-place finish. And my team is as superstitious as ever. I don't think you'll meet a more superstitious people than on our race team, just because of the season we've had. I got my tire guy. He's wearing his lucky socks. We've got a lucky pinata. There's a little lucky chicken that we hang from the mirror in the truck. We're as superstitious as it gets because of the season we've had. But I'll say that on top of this, chassis number 35, this is our best truck. This is a truck that I know wherever we take it, we're capable of winning right off the hauler. And we made some really good adjustments in practice. I was pretty happy with how we ended. We went through a couple rough spots, but as a team as a whole, we're working together really well, and I feel pretty confident about it.
Do we have any final questions? No? Go right here in the middle.
After that Chicagoland race, do you feel more momentum now? Do you kind of feel like things are starting to turn in the right direction?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, before that, it was just what can go wrong now? You know, if things are going right, like Gateway, for example, we were racing Gateway, and practice was going so good. We had, I would say, an easy 10th on the field in practice. Like, truck was amazing. And sure enough, we got to thinking, yeah, things are going a little too perfect right now. And blow a tire, hit the wall in practice, you know, blow a tire before we even take the green in the race. Then the motor dies in the race. We had as many issues as you could think. And to go Chicagoland and just say, hey, we actually had a good one, and things actually went our way in the race. Like, we didn't just have bad luck. We actually had a little good luck in the race, and it felt good. I was like, man, I can get some more of this, you know. And I wasn't even happy with the truck that weekend. I really wasn't. It was a good F-150. Don't get me wrong. It was fast. But I wasn't as happy as maybe our Ford F-150 at Kansas or Texas. You know, not as good of handling as what I had there. And here, I feel really good about it again. But like I said, it's going to be a really wild race. So just fingers crossed. We need some good luck, and we just need to be out front, solid pit stops. Because once you get in the back, it's going to be hard to pass, and people are going to be just wild. You can't get away from your competition because there's so much drafting here. You can be faster than somebody. You can pass them. But then that person's going to be right on your bumper. And if you try to make a move to pass the truck in front of you, they may just pass you back because it stalled your momentum. So it's going to be leapfrog all night long. And, you know, in a perfect world, we'll just check out. But I don't see it being a perfect world tonight. It's going to be a race. It's going to be tough.
All right, Ben. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.